I'm standing in the middle of Mitrovica Bridge looking downstream, and I've just walked up from the Kosovo-Albanian side, and I can tell that I'm walking towards the Kosovo-Serb side because there's a 3-metre-long flag flapping in the gentle breeze here. But this bridge is definitely blocked. The blockades that were up for years were taken down in effect, but they were replaced by what's been dubbed a peace garden. Lots of pots of small trees, so impossible for vehicles to get through. It's also guarded. The Italian military's here keeping watch. And there are people crossing this bridge. Not many, but there are people crossing. But this has become perhaps the most poignant symbol of a country divided between two ethnic groupings.
The governments of Serbia and Kosovo reportedly came to an agreement at the end of August to take down the barricades and open the bridge once more. But history weighs heavy here, and the so-called peace park is still firmly in place. 500 metres up the road, on the Kosovo-Serb side of the bridge, I meet Miograd Balicevic, who heads an NGO called ACTIV.
What we are trying to do is actually increase the level of cooperation between the Kosovo-Serb community and Albanian community on a peer-to-peer basis. So I would say that on the political level, a pressure by European Union governments in Pristina and Belgrade was placed at one desk and forced to agree over the certain issues. But I would say that such a cooperation has not reflected on the community. So we still live in a divided city, in divided communities that has not fulfilled its potentials in terms of cooperation.
Poverty is high on both sides of the river. On the Kosovo-Serb side, however, there's an additional source of aid.
In the northern Kosovo, there are still quite a few assistance programs for the government of Serbia and institutions that are still funded by the government of Serbia, which politically is probably not acceptable for the government in Pristina, but in social terms, this actually increases the level of employment to a certain extent.
My name is Lulizim Hoti, and I'm director of 7 Arte NGO, which is a cultural organization. Our vision is to transform an industrial city into a green city.
Green issues, Lulzim says, are particularly hard to get behind in Mitrovica.
We know that it's politically divided, but we also believe that we have common issues as both sides of the city, and environment is one of them. So the water issue, the air pollution, the pollution of river and everything related to environment is something that will make us common team or society or community that will work in this issue.
Lulzim grew up in Mitrovica before it was separated.
Myself, I remember the Yugoslavian time. I remember what does it mean to live in a city with diversity, cultural diversity, and what does it mean to have friends from different ethnicities, how that mosaic made Mitrovica look much better and richer than other cities in that time.
Back across the bridge in the north, Miograd Milicevic says there's hope for the city and that there are signs of change.
Slowly, yes, I would say that this is it. From our perspective, too slow. From Kosovo-Albanian perspective, too slow. But at least the main momentum and the main drive in between two communities not animosities and violence anymore, but cooperation.
This bridge, perhaps the main symbol of the country's ethnic split, remains blocked, despite a political accord to open it up again. Removing these barriers would be a big step towards healing a very real, very physical national divide. Thomas Lowe in Mitrovica for RFI.